How many of you are cycling to school or work this morning? What would help more of you to cycle? An Oireachtas committee has been looking at ways to encourage more travel by cycling and walking, and heard calls for a cycling commissioner by the Cork Cycling Group, and that teenage girls in particular are less likely to cycle to school. Joan O'Connell is co-founder of Monthly Cycles, a Dublin-based initiative aiming to bring women in Dublin together each month for an inclusive cycle around the city. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about Monthly Cycles. What do you do?
So as you said, we're a Dublin-based initiative, and we have kind of three main areas where we would work. So primarily, as you mentioned, we have a monthly event each month for an inclusive cycle around the city. And really that means that we're trying to reach both those women who are comfortable cycling and those who aren't maybe quite yet there. You know, they might be a little bit nervous about going out cycling on the road. So we try to welcome everyone of all ages and abilities to join us. And it's primarily also a social event. So we'd explore parts of Dublin. We might share experiences, stop off for a cake and a cup of tea or something like that, with the added bonus then of cycling as well thrown into that. And we also carry out some sort of research and submissions to various public bodies to try and make sure that we kind of communicate that idea of inclusive cycling and inclusive infrastructure and the wider public realm as well. So we try to kind of communicate that message through our research, and then also we communicate that online. So those are kind of the main areas of work that we do.
The Oireachtas Committee heard figures from the last CSO census data in 2016, which shows that in 120 towns with populations of over 1,500 people, not one teenage girl cycled to school, and that in 1986, over 19,000 girls cycled to secondary school, but by 2016, that had fallen to 700. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a pretty shocking figure. And I know that some of the research that has been carried out by Green Schools Ireland shows that there are a number of reasons for that. And so primarily one of the main reasons is certainly the lack of safe, segregated cycling infrastructure that's fully accessible and accessible for all ages and abilities. But also in relation to teenage girls, there's sort of above and beyond the infrastructure question, there's also the issue around the fact that they're sort of pushed away, or they won't cycle because they receive harassment both by teenage boys of their same age, but also from adult men. And the primary reason that they've cited for that harassment is simply the fact that they're cycling. So that by itself completely pushes them away from that activity, which is a healthy, it should be a fun, freedom-filled activity. But these are sort of two of the primary reasons that were highlighted in that research. So there's a huge issue there that affects teenage girls, and also then women. And as they grow from their teenage years into their adult years, that lack of cycling continues then as well.
Calls for a cycling commissioner. What would a cycling commissioner do?
So, to be honest, I mean, I would certainly welcome a cycling commissioner when we look at examples abroad. For example, I think in Manchester they have a cycling commissioner who's been very involved in rolling out a lot of safe cycle routes through the city. But from my perspective and from our perspective in Monthly Cycles, one of the things that we need to look at is deeds and not words. So we do need to see the quick and rapid delivery of safe, segregated cycling infrastructure. So that's primarily what my focus and what our focus would be.
When you say segregated, do you mean cycle lanes, separate cycle lanes?
Yeah, so we'd be looking at sort of the best practice internationally would be something like the examples of the Netherlands. So let's say, for example, that the gender gap that you mentioned at the top of the item there isn't really anything inevitable about that gender gap in cycling. So if you look at, for example, the Netherlands, that gender gap isn't there, and in fact some of the statistics show that more women cycle in the Netherlands, and part of that would be the provision of adequate cycle lanes, and they're sufficiently safe and segregated away from vehicles and traffic, but also they're wide enough so that people of all abilities, if you're using a tricycle or a mobility aid, that you could also use those. And you can see also from CSO figures that you mentioned, a lot of trips that are taken, both rural and urban, are quite short journeys, so they would be doable by cycling for a lot of people.
Joan, thanks for speaking to us. That's Joan O'Connell, co-founder of Monthly Cycles.